little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
To the Mickey Plyler Show. Mark Childress, and again for Mickey today. Drake Plyler, 2 days ago now. Drake Plyler is now 2 days old. Mickey and his wife with a new baby. Mickey will be back, I'm guessing, early next week. And you get me again today for the second straight day. Also, good friend of mine has gotten up to join us here in studio, Richmond Weaver. Richmond, how's it going, man?
Fantastic.
You are the only person that I know that gets up on the regular before 6 a.m. So that's how you got
a lot of people out there.
That's how you got the invite today. It was just that criteria
exactly.
Only. It's like, who gets
the
up
only
early?
Reason.
Yeah, it's Richmond, and let's have him come in. So I'll introduce Richmond a little bit more formally coming up here in a minute, and you guys can get to know him today. And Mr. Zach Orr, good to see you, my man.
Fellas, good morning. How are you?
I'm not great.
Yeah, you look chippy. You look chipper and excited to be here,
dude,
Mark.
I am excited to be here, but I'm still reeling from the basketball loss last night. And I am the ultimate optimist. We talked about this yesterday, Zach. I am the ultimate optimist. There was not one point yesterday, and I'm honest when I say this, that I thought Clemson was going to lose that basketball game. I just thought, they're messing around. They're going to get the lead late, which is exactly what happened. They're going to get the last second stop. They're going to get the win. Everybody can relax. Love wins, right? It's Valentine's Day. Love should win. It should be optimism. But, Zach, your realism, a cold slap in the face, and literally 15 seconds after the game ends, my wife's like, yeah, have fun talking about that on the radio tomorrow morning. I'm like, hey, thanks, Gary Beth. I really appreciate that. That's gonna be great talking about it. So what do we say? How do you – the shooting was bad, and it's okay. I mean, I feel like Clemson did enough down the stretch that they could overcome the cold shooting and the difficult – game. They got the lead late, which is exactly what they wanted. And the worst part of all, I felt like on the final possession, they played incredible defense. I mean, they did exactly what they needed to do. Miami looked lost. They were scrambling. Zach Johnson just kind of throws a shot up there that hit the backboard twice. I can't even put, I'm still reeling. So what say you, Richmond Weaver?
It's just, we see this over and over at times for whatever reason. The basketball team is just snake bit.
Yes.
When you have a loss like on the road to NC State the way they did, and then to lose on the road last night to Miami in that type of manner. And again, both teams played really poorly offensively in the first half. And Miami turned it on right there at the beginning of the second half, going on, you know, whatever, 10-0 run, 13-0 run, and put Clemson down by 10 points. And To Clemson's credit, they did make the comeback. They did have the situation of taking the lead. And down there at the – you had the ball in Marquise Reed's hand, you know, for Clemson's final possession.
Yes.
And that's who you want. He can create and he can make a shot. And unfortunately, he took a really tough shot as well. Miami was playing some good defense there. I felt there was a little bit of a scramble going on. And I also agree with you that – you can't ask for any better defense for Clemson that last possession.
Yeah.
I mean, they had, and even before that, they were doing a great job as far as switching on the screens up top. And they always had somebody in front of their player. And I know Zach was mentioning it earlier, Likes was really troublesome for the course of that game. And there for the last two or three minutes, they were putting some defensive guys on him. And Clyde Trapp and Davis Carr were doing a really good job keeping him out of the lane for a period of time.
We're on to baseball season, guys. That Chris from Easley on the text line. No, we're not. Chris, it's not over. It's not over. But, man, it certainly felt like it last night. You said it right. I mean, it is. This basketball team, whatever it is, when you compare the football team and the basketball team, in these late close games, the football team just gets it done every time. And sometimes I feel like fortune favors them. The ball might bounce the right way, or you might get the tipped pass that you need, or things like that. It never happens for the basketball team. It never happens. It always goes wrong, it feels like.
Yeah, but now you could also... Let's don't rewrite history for the football team. Let's go back 10 years.
Yes.
There was a, I was a student from 1980, I got there in 1989, and I've seen a lot of football seasons where Clemson football was snake bitten and the ball didn't bounce their way. So fortunes can change at some point. They just haven't changed for Clemson basketball right now.
Yes. And some good points. Again, the text line's already lighting up. This doesn't surprise me. You can't ask for better defense the last possession, but you can ask for better effort the first 35 minutes of the game. You can definitely ask for better shooting the first 35 minutes of the game. And another good point from the text line, Lipscomb lost last night, which was a nice marquee win for the Tigers. So now it's not back up against the wall time. Again, if you can get to 9-9 and you still got four home games left, the odds are still in your favor and you've got some winnable road games. But I was crushed, especially after I felt like I had even broken in to Zach just a little bit. I'm like, I'm the optimist. I like where we stand for the Miami game. I like where we stand for the Louisville game. I still do this weekend. Louisville coming off the horrible loss to Duke. Feels like a one loss can beat you twice. And you guys are both looking at me like I'm insane. So maybe I shouldn't be optimistic. Let's say you, Zach. Zach, you're the realist. Did you just sit back in your chair and said, yeah, I knew that was coming? Because yesterday you were worried about the game.
You saw during the course of the game, their effort over the first 35 minutes, as that texter pointed out, left a little bit to be desired. And at the end of that game, while it was great defense, if you listen to the broadcast last night that we did here, Brunell came on and he was very complimentary of Shelton Mitchell, said he was in his pocket the whole time, almost blocked the shot. And he was actually a little concerned. He talked to the refs about a travel there from Zach Johnson at the end of the game.
Yep, it looked like one.
So that was something that he pointed out actually a couple of times on the post game. Teams that go to the NCAA tournament don't lose to teams like Miami. And that's an unfortunate reality. Lipscomb lost last night as well.
Yep.
Which was another of a quality win of yours right now. It's the future isn't looking bright for Clemson basketball in terms of postseason play in the NCAA tournament this season. And last night kind of summed up those hopes for me.
Well, when you write the movie script for the team that overcomes adversity.
There it is.
It was written after the North Carolina State game.
Yep.
That team was counted out. They come all the way back. It's very rare in the movie script that you have another face punch plot twist as the team is rising from the ashes to make their big NCAA tournament run. And that's what happened last night. Still not counting them out, but it's really tough to stay super positive about it.
It really is. And I think there's part of the situation that, for whatever reason, teams can play down to the level of competition. And especially when you're on the road, there was nobody in the arena. I mean, it's cavernous type of setup. There's no energy. There's nothing. A lot of players, they feed off of the opposing fans, right?
Yep.
Because the energy is at least there, so they're into the game. And I think that's why you saw some of this, that slow start in the first half. And for Clemson now to have to rely on another 4 or 5 game win streak is going to be very difficult, because even though these games are at home, Florida State, you know, always gives Clemson a tough time.
Yep.
They're just the length that they have. And then North Carolina and then Syracuse. I don't care what anybody says. Syracuse is still just that quirky team because of that 2-3 zone that they're very difficult to play. And even at home, Clemson, we know, has trouble shooting from outside. And that's what we saw in the first half. I mean, what were they, 0 for 11 or 0 for 9?
0 for 11 at half. From three.
Yep. I mean, that will put you in a... And they were very fortunate they weren't down more, to be honest with you.
Yep.
It was just that Miami was shooting so poorly.
Miami, 8 of 15 from 3 in the second half. They won't have another half of shooting like that. And Vasiljevic, how do you pronounce it? I didn't even want to know how to pronounce it because every time that he put the ball up in the second half, it went in. That'll be his career best game. So it's not over, folks. It's not. We don't have to necessarily move on to baseball season yet, but man, they are boxing themselves in. They are. That was a tough one. Jeez, I'm still reeling from it. Let's go Tiger basketball. Get it back on the right track, and Tiger baseball will get going this weekend. So that's the biggest takeaway from yesterday is the struggles with that. And then there was breaking news yesterday afternoon. Former Clemson Tiger Josh Belk, his unique story continues where he announced yesterday that he will be leaving the South Carolina program. There were all kinds of rumors flying around all day. From best we can tell, he had an MRI on his back, and the back issue seems to be more serious than originally thought. And he has elected to leave the team and choose another path in life, was the quote that he had. So he didn't say he's quitting football forever, but he is leaving the Gamecock program and appears to be stepping away from football. Zach, what's your take on this? I know you've been here since the whole Josh Belk saga began.
Sure.
With the Roar. And, of course, I've been following it closely, but I'm a recent addition to the Roar here and wasn't here for the first part of it. So what's your thought on Josh Belk and the latest development? Are you surprised?
The Clemson fan base was a little, annoyed when Josh made the decision to transfer out of the program. There's a lot of rumors that were flying around at that time as to why he was leaving and the specific reason. But he ended up going to South Carolina to try to play there. He got an immediate waiver to play, and that's fine. Congratulations to him. It was great. Clemson fans took it, and they got over it, and it is what it is. It was peculiar when he came back to visit during South Carolina's road trip to, I believe it was Ole Miss, if
yes,
you recall.
Yes, I thought that was unusual as well.
He was on the field. Clemson was not even aware, like, officially he was going to be there. And things kind of blew over again from that. And now to see this news... originally, there was a lot of hot takes about it, right? A lot of karma tweets being thrown out around there.
Yep.
All kinds of those kind of things. I haven't seen an official account. The main rumor is it's a vertebrae that he had broken in his back, and he's not willing to take the risk of playing football anymore. That's the general consensus of what I've read. I think Clemson fans can respect that if that's the real case, if that's the real deal. What are you going to say to the kid? You know, good, your back broke. No, you're not going to say anything like that. You're just, it is what it is at this point. You're sorry, kid can't play anymore. Move on to bigger and better things.
It is unusual. And like you said, it's tough to nail down exactly what the story is. You're getting quotes from old high school coaches, and other people are saying they spoke to him and putting out quotes and tweets. It's unusual, to say the least. But I'm pulling for Josh Belk. I mean, at the end of the day, like you said, Zach, it's a young man who is having some type of struggle, and I wish him the best. And we'll see where it goes from here. It feels like the story's not over yet, and that's what I felt from the beginning. I'm guessing Belk's going to come out and make some kind of statement in the next day or two, but we'll see.
It's hard to say. Does he just want to somehow just step away from the limelight? And unfortunately, I think there's going to be a lot of people that they want to dig into a story. They want to find out more information about it rather than... I mean, in all reality, I mean, he's still a teenager. Just something else is going on.
Yes.
So I agree with your point that it doesn't seem that this is the full story. And I guess the question is, do we actually need to know every single detail? You know, can we not just, hey, let's let him figure out what he needs to do, whatever's going on in his life, and be able to do that in the privacy of just with his family or his close friends, relationships, whatever. I mean, do we need to drag him through the media and the limelight, so to speak, and we want to know exactly what's going on? You know, why are you leaving? I don't think we need to. It doesn't affect anybody else.
No, but in today's culture, you got to know, and it's going to stay out there. It is.
I know, but that's my question. Why do we have to know? Why do we have to know the exact reason? And is it going to impact our lives at all? Is it going to impact Clemson football at all?
It doesn't impact Clemson football anymore. And I don't, you know, you could argue it hasn't impacted Clemson football except when he made that random return to the sidelines.
Yeah, that was
in the middle of the season. Weird. So, yeah, it's interesting.
We're curious in nature as fans, right? You. And this is a kid that came in as recruited to Clemson as a four-star defensive tackle. He was supposed to be the part of the future, supposed to be the next guy in line behind the Wilkins and the Lawrences of the world. And then he makes the decision to go to your in-state rival. And he says bye and says all these things out the door, you know, not publicly, but behind the scenes that everybody who has a brain could pick up on.
Yep.
And then he walks away. So, yeah, we're curious. I don't think we're ever going to know, to be completely honest with you. But I think curiosity is a natural thing with this. Is it right? Who knows? But they say, what is it, curiosity killed the cat?
That's right. Well,
hopefully that's not the case here.
There's some kind of spin on that. My brain's reeling with the quote there, so we'll run from that. So, hey, we're going to do this because the text lines are lighting up. The phone lines are starting to light up as well. We're going to have open phones next segment if you want to talk about the basketball game, Josh Belk, anything else on your mind. The Northland Communication phone lines, 654-7627 or 864-654-7627. Get on board for either one. Text line, 986-1566. Hey, before we take a break, let me tell you about our friends at Blue Ridge Security. Blue Ridge Security is now Priority One. Both Blue Ridge Security and Priority One were started in 1996, both similar in size and revenue and account base, both headquartered in the upstate, both have residential, commercial, and industrial divisions. The combined merger makes Priority One the largest privately owned and operated company in the entire state of South Carolina. Even better together, now in 18 different states, expanding into new markets, introducing new technologies and services with their own central station. Why Priority One? Family owned and operated, locally focused, community involvement, service first pledge, no false alarm guarantee, alarm video verification, UL certified central monitoring system, IC certified installation company, multi-level customer support staff, and very affordable. Video alarm system, Total Control app service, which is an exclusive service, and a Ring doorbell. I got one of those, and it's a wonderful product. Thank you so much to our friends at Priority One for being great friends of the show. Mark Childress, Richmond Weaver, in for Mickey Plyler. We'll talk basketball, Josh Belk, whatever's on your mind, coming up after this.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
The new year is here, and it's time to get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you exclusively by Henry Ramirez and his staff at Upstate Medical Associates. It's coming up on March the 16th at 8 o'clock for the 5K start, then 8:15 the Half Marathon gets started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away, plus we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the Half Marathon, plus it's going to be a lot of fun too. Hey, go ahead and sign up, swing by City Hall, or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away. And Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's half marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today. 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like the four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite. Over $2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher. All at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
You do one thing when you wake up tomorrow. Bring it.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Segment number two of the Mickey Plyler Show with Mark Childress in the host chair this morning. Mark, you look as absolutely exhausted this morning, so we're going to talk to you about Engineered Sleep. Engineered Sleep is a company right up here in Greenville. They acquire all of their materials from companies here in the U.S. of A. You can come to the facility and watch as the materials are cut, glued, sewed, and tape-edged to eventually produce a product that they are proud to manufacture and very proud to sell to their customer. It's an original product, and there is no middleman marking up the price, no sitting in a warehouse collecting dust. Growing up, your mom always told you to make your bed. Well, they agree with mom and want you to be able to make your bed that is just for you. They're all that experience. You should be able to pick up a bed that is right for you. No, pick one because a salesperson tells you it's the best. You're dealing with a family who has been in the mattress business for generations. They want to treat you like family and make sure you are 100% satisfied. Visit the factory today at 2003 Perimeter Road in Greenville, South Carolina, 29605.
Welcome back in. Mark Childress, special guest host Richmond Weaver in with us as well. Sitting in for Mickey Plyler today. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And we need to say this every segment because right now there is someone in their car that literally is saying, do what? It's Valentine's Day? And they're fumbling for their phone right now. Is it the 14th? I thought it was the 13th. Someone out there, we are doing a favor. Make sure that you get something for your special lady or special man in your life. So happy Valentine's Day, a fun day today. And we were talking during the break, Richmond, it's Valentine's Day, man. I'm just dropping the hint. You good?
I'm solid.
Okay. You are. We both, so I've been married. Happy Valentine's Day to my lovely bride, Carrie Beth.
Thank you,
We've been married 21 years plus. And you guys, how long have you guys been married?
Yeah, 21.
21. We're right on it. Blackjack for both of us.
Congratulations.
Zach, you're headed that way, man.
Yeah, I get married in July.
Are you guys doing something special
for
Valentine's Day?
For Valentine's Day? We celebrated on Tuesday because I have to work tonight with the women's basketball game.
Nice.
So, took her out to dinner on Tuesday.
Very good, man.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, he planned ahead.
Yeah.
Right?
There's nothing wrong with that.
So, I'm the guy. I know where you're going with this because we talked about it
yes.
a little bit that you're making sure to remind me that it is Valentine's Day because I talked about I don't have a gift. For Karen, my wife. Other than
is that what you really said?
No, because- but I was about to say. But the real gift is sitting right here in the chair.
Sure.
All I need to do is just put a red bow on it, right? Mm. It's me hey, Karen, happy Valentine's Day, right?
What if this works?
Always keeps hey, on I know you've been looking at this mug for 21 years, but hey.
Exactly. Happy Valentine's Day.
Not with a bow on it. There you go. So happy Valentine's Day. Hope everybody has a good time. So, Zach, are you a Simpsons fan?
No, I'm more of a Family Guy person.
I figured because we're of a different era, mm-hmm. but classic Simpsons episode where Lisa Simpson gives Ralph Wiggum a Valentine. He doesn't get any Valentines at school, so she gives him a Valentine that says, "I choose you," and it's a train. So even Ralph Wiggum's getting a Valentine today. So reach out. Just saying. So happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Okay, so yesterday, to keep along this same theme, yesterday was my first time filling in for Mickey Plyler. So it was like a first date yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's got to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Got to talk about the right things. You can't open up too much. You don't want people to see behind the curtain. It's either the fact that I've had legitimately no sleep in the last 30 hours, or if it's the second date today, I'm going to give you a little snapshot into how my brain works about sports topics. And I'll see what's up with you guys.
I'm a little nervous.
Okay. So this is somewhat hockey related, Zach. So I thought that you would be proud of this. Florida Panthers opened up a new arena back in 1998. Do you even remember this, Zach? Florida Panthers,
in
new arena, 1998.
I was 5 years old, so okay. I don't have a huge memory of it. Was it BB&T? Was that the arena?
I think so.
Yeah.
But there was a fan in the first game that got hit by a puck up in the stands. They were not injured.
I know where you're going with this.
You do?
I do.
Do you know who that fan... So you know who the fan was?
Yeah, I'm not going to ruin it for you.
Okay,
though.
Richmond, do you have any idea who that fan was?
No.
That fan was Ariana Grande. And it was the second time, evidently, she had been hit by a puck at an NHL game. And I don't know how this came out this week, but I saw that early yesterday. And Zach, I'm going to find something on social media that you don't know about already because I have yet to stump you.
You got
to
get up pretty early, Mark, to get in front of me.
I saw that early in the day. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see the 76ers game last night?
I did.
Okay. Joel Embiid chased a ball down into the crowd last night, and he jumped over the media table, and it literally looked like a flying karate kick. Like, if you would start running across a basketball court and jump up and try to karate kick someone... That's what Joel Embiid did to a member of Press Row yesterday. You got to find the video. We'll try to get it up on social media. I thought he had killed a man in the stands. And it got me to thinking about injuries to fans at games. I had a friend down in Atlanta whose son got hit by a baseball at a Braves game. They had to take him to the hospital. He got hit in like the upper chest. He was fine. It was a precautionary thing. Have you ever been at an event where a fan got injured? Is that something that you've ever been a part of? So I went to the Masters 1 year. The guy sitting next to me got hit on the head. He put his hands up over his head. You know, we're sitting there by the sixth green at Augusta National. Four. So everybody covers up their head, right? You put your hands up over your head and you duck down. The ball hit him on his finger on the top of his head. And that thing was like three times the size it should have been in 60 seconds, right? That's the closest, I guess, I've come to fan injury. Have you guys ever been in a game where a fan got injured or someone that you know got hurt?
I've been to a Braves game before, and foul ball, third baseline, the guy, he had a glove, and puts his glove up, and you think he's going to make the catch, just misjudged it, and bam, right in the eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Now, fortunately, I don't know how it didn't, like, cut his eye and, you know, at least cause some type of, it just made his eye swell up.
But, dang.
Yeah, that was the only time that I can remember a fan being hurt.
Zach, you?
A couple of times. Two that come to mind very vividly. One, I was at the second to last game ever at the old Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Abreu is at bat for the Yankees at that time, and he hits a foul ball just into the short right field there, and I'm right next to it. I'm younger. I'm excited. I'm going to get a foul ball at Yankee Stadium. Last time I'm going to be in this stadium is great. I'm reaching down for the ball, and a 50-year-old man dives on concrete steps, snags the ball from my hands, And in the process, he completely hits his face on the concrete steps. And we were just talking Niagara Falls of blood out of his nose. And it was hilarious. and second,
who got the ball?
He did. He okay, got it. He paid the ultimate price. And,
yes.
And he had it. It was also covered in blood, so I wasn't going to go for it anymore.
Yes.
At a hockey game, a guy was doing a lot of chirping, a lot of talking in the stands. And during the second period, at one point, a puck came over the glass and nicked him right above the eye, and he had to go for repairs as well. And the people cheered, actually, because he was being that obnoxious guy in the stands. It was fantastic.
Now, I do have a story. It didn't involve a fan getting hurt by some type of action that's going on.
I was figuring we might end up going this direction. Yes. So, yes. Okay.
So, I was actually just last week down at the South Carolina women's basketball game playing Ole Miss. And if you know those big inflatable type of things that people put on their bodies, and they're like, it's hard to describe, but it's where you can run at each other.
Yeah, the sumo suits or whatever.
Yeah, the big bubble things?
The big bubbles. Yeah, yes, that's it. Yeah, so it's the big bubbles.
All right.
So they had two guys line up, and it's the best two out of three, whoever gets knocked down, right? So they run, boom, both of them get knocked down the first time. Mm-hmm. They're like, all right, get back up. Let's do it again. So they do it again, and then bam, one guy falls to the ground, and they're like, all right, it's best out of two out of three. Let's go one more time. And the one guy that got knocked down, he's still down. He's not up.
Oh, no.
Right? And so the announcer, you know, he's amping everybody up. And he's like, come on, man. You got to get up. You got to get up. This is best two out of three. And he's walking over to him. He's like, come on, get up. And he stops mid-sentence.
Oh, no.
Right? And you see they start shimmying this guy out of the bubble, right? And he gets up and blood is just pouring. I'm like, yeah, I hope he signed a waiver because they're never going to do that promo again.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, I thought it was going to be drunk guy in the stands falls down or something or going along those lines. I just thought it was a random bookend to my day, right? I see this, what I thought was something I could get by Zach. Hockey-related story about Ariana Grande getting hit by a puck when she's 5 years old. He's, of course, all over
that. He knows
it. And then Joel Embiid, literally, when he goes into stands, and there's a great old clip, if you guys have ever seen it, where there's a ball going towards the bench, and Shaquille O'Neal runs over there like he's going to you know, jump into the bench. The whole bench clears out, man. Everybody's gone. And then Shaq just stops and everybody just busts out laughing. I cannot imagine. But it's surprising to me, I guess, that, and we've all been close to an injury, so maybe it happens a lot more than you think, that people are getting hurt at these games and it just seems like it's okay. And I know there was a big story about baseball a few years ago, and they've extended the netting at some Braves games and some other places for fan protection. So I wasn't necessarily going that direction, but I guess fans are getting hurt at games all the time, and we don't really talk about it.
Yeah, well, and again, I don't know how much it is based on, like, action that's going on, you know, with baseballs flying in or, you know, basketballs or players, you know, flying into the stands. But as Zach was talking about Yankee Stadium before they tore it down, the old Yankee Stadium, I was there as well, and we were in the upper deck,
mm-hmm.
and you're talking about scary, just how...
Oh, you lean forward.
Exactly. I felt like I was going to fall over, yeah. And so that's why I'm surprised that maybe there's more of those type of injuries, people falling down the stairs, and even like at the old Georgia Dome. I mean, it's the same type of setup.
Didn't the Rangers have somebody die like 2 years ago out in Texas? Like he leaned forward in the upper deck and fell.
That's very possible.
I think
it is possible. I mean, they are so steep. It's amazing that you don't hear more about these type of injuries.
Yeah, well, it's out there, and it was something that jumped out to me a couple of times yesterday that I thought was interesting. So if you guys have got interesting stories or have been up close to it, get down on the text line 986-1566 Northland Communication phone lines 654-ROAR 654-7627. So it's interesting, and yeah, here we go. This is what I thought was going to happen. Let's go to the phones. We've got Andrew from Clemson. Andrew, you've been up close to an injury to a fan at a game, or was the fan you?
It was not me.
Okay,
and I didn't know the guy, but he was probably, I don't know, maybe 15 seats across the aisle from me at Atlanta Thrashers game. We were behind the goal, well above the glass. And this guy had a screaming shot that hit the top bar, came still with all the momentum on it, right over the glass and hit this guy in the head. I mean, hit him right in the head. He was bleeding everywhere and was out cold. I mean, they carried him out. I mean, he got severely messed up. And I don't know that I'd ever seen one come into the stands that hard. It was straight up off a slap shot, and it was screaming. Anyway, that was my story on it. You guys have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Yep. Thanks, Andrew. Zach, you were laughing at the story. Is this gallows humor, or you just found it interesting?
Yeah, you know what? I remember going to games as a kid. I went to a lot of Devils games growing up because my godfather had season tickets. And I remember distinctly before they put the netting behind the goals and the announcements that they would make, like, every 4 seconds, you know, be careful of flying pucks and sticks and all that kind of stuff. They still make those announcements, but the netting is up, so those injuries are way, way down. And it was routine to see people take pucks to the head and all that kind of stuff at those games. So it was just funny to remember that.
Yeah, it's interesting what is okay and acceptable and what you're willing to live with, right? Because maybe it's a little bit more dangerous than you think. So we'll continue to talk about that. Also, Coach Brownell, also, I just didn't want to talk Clemson basketball for a few minutes. That was part of the reason. A painful, painful gut punch of a loss to Miami last night. Josh Belk is leaving South Carolina and headed to a new chapter in his life, and we're still trying to figure out what all the details are of that. So plenty to talk about. If you want to get on the phone line, 654-ROAR. Hit us up on the text line, 986-1566. Mark Childress, Richmond Weaver, and for Mickey Plyler, this is the Mickey Plyler Show.
This weekend, Monty Lee and the Tigers start their 2019 season with a weekend series against the Jaguars from South Alabama. Come on out and watch the Tigers all weekend at Doug Kingsmore Stadium as the road to Omaha starts now. First pitch is Friday at 4 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., with each broadcast beginning 30 minutes before first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Your Pie of Clemson invites you to celebrate Valentine's Day. Take advantage of the couple special. Your choice of two entrees and beer or wine or a combo for only $20. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted pizza or delicious panini, or cozy up to Your Pie's new tasty hot pasta selections like cheesy Alfredo and meatball marinara, and dive into their fresh signature Greek, Caesar, and Caprese salads. Enjoy the Valentine's Day special at Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
At Spinks, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. We'll make it easier with hot coffee and real Southern fried chicken biscuits. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. Swing by your neighborhood Spinks to fill up and warm up.
Spinks, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory. Offers within 5 business days. Price matches before applicable rebates.
If you're super passionate about buying or selling a house and need a get-back coach like Coach Venables, then call me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Seat and Joiner. 313-6990. Go Tigers!
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah.
That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Welcome back in. Mark Childress, Richmond Weaver filling in for Mickey Plyler on the Mickey Plyler Show. Let me tell you about our friends at Roosters. The barbershop was an American cultural icon from the early 19th century through the late 1960s. For generations, the barbershop was a way of life, a place to relax and enjoy great conversations, get a great haircut and a classic shave. Over time, barbers built personal relationships with their clients that lasted a lifetime. As men's styles changed, the unisex craze swept across America, barbershops almost disappeared. Men's options for getting a haircut changed over time, and men started going to salons that were devoid of everything they enjoyed about getting a haircut. These modern salons were missing the classic touches of the American barbershop. Men do not take time out of their day to do something for themselves. They go to work, they take care of themselves and their kids. Do yourself a favor and treat yourself. Your lady will notice a difference and she will like it. You can use points added up from loyal customers at Roosters. Refer a friend. Check them out online, roostersmgc.com, 864-884-8920. Treat yourself. I need to say that more often. Mark Childress, Richmond Weaver. Zach Orr, we've been talking about Clemson basketball. We've been talking about Josh Belk. Random injuries to fans at sporting events that we've all witnessed, which is somewhat of a surprise to me that this stuff's happening more regularly than we think. Let's go to the phones. Michael from Greer's got a story as well. Michael, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. First of all, I know you're probably not listening this early, but congratulations to Mickey and his wife on the birth of their new child. I've got a family friend. She was at a Clemson game. This is before they put the netting up behind the goal. And on a missed field goal, she was actually hit in the head by one of the footballs. And she has, that's been over 2 years now, she has still not been able to return to work. And she was a sports therapist in Atlanta for several of the major athletes out of the firm she worked with. And it just something as simple as going to a football game. She's now seeking disability because she can't even maintain a job any longer because of the dizziness and the headaches that she gets every day. And
that's not a great story to hear. But again, another fan that has been up close and personal to another fan getting injured at an event. So another interesting story. Hey, James from Spartanburg's on. And if you guys want to get on with us, Northland Communication phone lines are open, 654-7627. James, you want to talk about Josh Belk. What are your thoughts on him?
Yes, I wanted to ask a question. I think South Carolina is like ranked number 19. Would that change their ranking? Would that affect their defense? I've been hearing a lot of good things about South Carolina, you know, coming in this year, and so I just wondered about Josh leaving South Carolina, how would that affect South Carolina defense, and you know, how would it affect their ranking?
Yeah, good question, James. You know, you don't see one player move the needle a whole lot on something like that. I mean, I think it's something that needs to be evaluated, take a little bit closer look on, but I don't see the needle getting moved a whole lot. Josh Belk was a part of the team last year. He played. Definitely wasn't a superstar or a quarterback or something like that, where if you were to lose them, you could see the rankings changing a lot. So I don't see a whole lot changing for the Gamecocks, except losing some depth.
Correct. He played sparingly last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's going to change a ranking. Again, if it's quarterback, maybe. That's the only true position where I could see a significant change one way or the other.
Yep. So Clemson drops to 5-6 in the ACC after what, for me, I mean, the NC State loss was one of the worst ones that I've seen. For whatever reason, this Miami loss hit me harder last night than the NC State loss. Being the, you know, pie-eyed optimist, I felt like Clemson was going to win this game throughout. Miami's Zach Johnson hit one of the weirdest game-clinching baskets that you'll ever see. I mean, Shelton Mitchell had him on lockdown defense. He just kind of chucked it up there right before the clock ran out, and it rattled around and went home, and a nightmare finish for the Tigers, and a big setback. A big setback as they're trying to get themselves positioned for the tournament. They kind of made their way back in with Joe Lunardi, the ESPN prognosticator and expert, had him in the tournament at his 10 seed. I'm going to guess when he puts out his rankings later today or tomorrow that Clemson may be on the outside looking in. They'll be one of the last four out or last four in teams at this point.
Yeah,
that was a bad one.
They'll definitely be out. And it's just, as a Clemson Tiger fans out there, it's one of those situations where you felt there was good momentum because you had to have the win against Virginia Tech at home.
Yep.
You get that.
Yes.
And then now, knowing what your schedule looks like, you have opportunities with some, as you talked about, at home, better chance of, even though it's some tough teams, but it's at home, so you're feeling good about that, but you've got to get a road victory. You cannot lose to Miami on the road, a 2-9 team in the ACC, and lose to them. And Zach had mentioned it earlier that, unfortunately, the NCAA tournament committee, selection committee, they're going to look at that, and that is a worse loss than the Virginia Tech win is, as far as helping Clemson's schedule. And so, or, you know, their body of work. And that's why it was such a devastating loss for Clemson's chances. Now, I mean, there's no margin of error for Clemson.
No.
Now, they can still lose again. Don't get me wrong. They don't have to go undefeated the rest of the season, but they can't lose more than two games now. They've got to finish out very strong and definitely cannot lose at home.
All that work you've done, now you've got to kind of reboot and climb the mountain again. So that's going to be a challenge. Hey, let's go to the phones. William from Georgia. William, what's on your mind?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing good, man. What's up?
Well, Zach, been knowing me for a couple of years now. I just say what's on my mind, okay?
Here we go.
I get the impression yesterday that you was kind of trying to get something started about Georgia. Is that what was going on?
I was not trying to get something started about Georgia, but I did point out that the out-of-conference schedule is not a strong one.
Okay, well, Clemson has an easy schedule every year, dude. They're in the ACC. I mean, if you want to go there. I mean, yeah, they're top dog on the hill because they have no competition. They have no competition. But anyway, I'm trying to be respectful about all this, but you kind of aggravated me yesterday. I'll be honest with you. But anyway,
so what's all the, I so say if you Georgia, if you want to talk about it, so what's the toughest game on Georgia's schedule next year?
Dude, I hadn't, to be honest with you, it's too early in the year. I ain't even looked at the schedule. I would say probably, laugh all you want to. I mean, it's February. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I would probably say, I know Auburn's on the schedule, and I would probably say Florida. That's what I would say. You know? I mean, but anyway, I mean, you know, I just, all I want to say, dude, is Georgia's on the way. I mean, if you agree or not, that's up to you. But they are coming. And Clemson can be beat, brother. They can be beat, and when they do, I'm going to laugh about it. You have a good day. Bye.
William, does this mean I've arrived now, Zach?
The guy hates you, man.
Does this mean I've arrived?
Dude, William, you should have heard what he was saying about Georgia off air yesterday. It was brutal, but it was absolutely brutal.
Don't poke the bear. Now, actually, that's the best part. Well, I haven't looked at the schedule yet, but I just know. I know Georgia's on the come up. They've actually got Notre Dame as an out-of-conference schedule this year. That's why I was going to ask William about it. And kudos to Georgia for that. That's a nice out-of-conference game to schedule. And it's in Athens. It's in middle of September. That's one I've got circled that I think will be an interesting ball game next year. So, all right, William. I love you, man. Hey, you know, I lived in Atlanta for 20 years, William. 20 years. All we did was talk about Georgia. Every year, all the people that I heard calling in sports talk radio said the same thing you're saying. Georgia's coming. This is the year, and they've never gotten there. So until they do, we got to figure it out. Interesting. All right.
Well, we're always going to get into that discussion about schedule, SEC versus ACC, and, you know, that anybody in this part of the state is going to always hear that the SEC is so dominant versus the ACC. And I just don't contend that that is actually accurate. Now, you can say I'm biased because I'm a Clemson grad.
Yeah.
I get all of that, but I'm just frustrated with the SEC bias that every team in the SEC is the most dominant out there relative to the ACC or any other team in the country. You know, and so when I look at Georgia's schedule as well, that Notre Dame game is intriguing. Mm-hmm. I get that. But are you going to tell me that Kentucky and Vanderbilt and Missouri, all of those teams are
just Tennessee?
Yeah, Tennessee, that they're just so much more dominant than a team in the ACC? I'm just not buying it.
No, I agree with you. Hey, let's go to the phones. Phone line's lighting up. Paul and Ennery, what's on your mind, bud?
Hey, that William boy, he beats everything. If I'm not mistaken, look and see how many top 25 victories, top 10 victories, top 5 victories that Clemson football has over the last 10 years. Georgia can't even touch it. And they were in the worst division in college football. It is, the East is getting better, but that was one of the worst divisions in college football. You know that. Everybody knows that. And like I said, beating up on the Vanderbilts, the South Carolinas, and people like that, I mean, he just beats me. It's like Groundhog Day. I might as well tell you this. I tell this to Mickey all the time. Every day these Georgia people gets on here for life, 20 years. Oh, our recruiting's number one. We're great. We're going to be all right. And William is just like them. Every day he gets on there. Oh, we're coming. We're coming. I hear that every year. It's just like the movie Groundhog Day. It's so funny listening to these Georgia fans. But if you pull up Clemson's schedule against the SEC in the last 10 years, I mean, it's unbelievable. We beat at Auburn, what, 2 or 3 times? We beat LSU. We've beaten Georgia. We've beaten Alabama twice. Their schedule doesn't even compare to Clemson as far as top 25 victories and top 10 and top 5 victories. It's just a joke. I mean, they got on these, I guess, whatever you want to call it, black and red glasses, I guess. But it's so funny to hear them call in. I've been listening to Mickey from day one. And we done won 3 championships, national championships, since they've won 0. But they're always talking about how tough their schedule is. It's a joke. And William, he's a joke. And talk to you like that just because I never heard you. I was listening yesterday. I never heard you say anything bad about Georgia.
I did mention the schedule. And here's a stat for you. This is great, by the way. Well, you got some people fired up. The phone lines are literally full at this point if you want to get in. Over the last 4 seasons, this from Larry Williams I saw on Twitter, Alabama has faced 4 SEC teams that finished ranked in the top 25. Over the same stretch, Clemson has faced 6 ACC teams that finished in the top 15. Pardon me, top 15 on both. So Alabama's beaten 4 SEC teams that finished ranked in the top 15. Clemson's beaten 6 ACC teams that finished ranked in the top 15. So it's interesting, and it's out there. More people want to talk about a rebuttal to William by another William. What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm a South Carolina fan. But let's shut up Georgia, William from Georgia. Look, who's the top team in the SEC? Alabama. Who got beat by Clemson last year? Alabama. So, you know, you got to get off that ACC thing, or SEC thing, because obviously they're not closing it out.
William, bringing it. I thought SEC fans always pulled for the other SEC team. So we got a South Carolina fan jumping on Georgia now. Good stuff here. Hey, let's go to Tiger Greg. All right, Tiger Greg, what are your thoughts on William from Georgia?
Well, first thing for William is lay off Zach, because Zach is the only voice of reason in the morning on his show. He has to calm Mickey down and keep Mickey from killing people like William every morning. I mean, Zach is one of the most humble, easygoing guys that I've ever heard on this show. So to start with, lay off Zach. He don't talk crap, and he's humble, and he lays out facts. That's number one. And number two, we've beat every SEC team we've played over the last 5 years, including Alabama twice. So And if you'll compare schedules, I'm like Paul. Paul beat me to the punch. The SEC East has been in complete joke for the last 10 years up until last year. And last year, to be honest with you, wasn't really good. I mean, they didn't have a team in it that could beat Clemson in that side of the conference. So Williams had a couple of decent seasons of success, and now he thinks they're national championship contenders. Well, you ain't there, son. I'm just telling you, just one day you may be as good as Clemson, but I doubt it. So that's all I got to say. But lay off Zach. Zach is a good, humble guy, and he don't never talk crap. He has to calm Mickey down from talking crap most of the time. So that's all I got to say about it.
Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate it.
I tell you what. Is that your brother?
No, it is not.
Hey, we love Zach. We love Zach. Hey, the phone lines.
Zach fan.
Yeah, the phone lines are still lit up. We'll take some more calls at the top of the hour. If you guys want to get in and talk about William from Georgia, man, he knows how to stir the pot, if nothing else. Coming after me. Why isn't anybody getting my back? They're like, hey, man, he's coming straight for me. Everybody's like, hey, Zach, man, we love Zach. We got it.
You're the new kid on the block right now.
I know. I'm just giving everybody some grief. Get in on the Northland Communication phone lines, 864-654-7627. Mark Childress in, my good buddy Richmond Weaver in with us as well. We've been talking Clemson basketball. Now we're talking Georgia football. We got the whole world fired up. This is the Mickey Plyler Show. We'll be back with hour number two coming up in just a few minutes.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.